We are going to dive right into things so we can get started with some of the decisions at hand. One of the first things that I always have to do is the conflict of interest disclosure. And this is an item that I am required to read at the beginning of every commission meeting. So we'll go ahead and do that now. Now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And last, if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners that would like to bring up a conflict of interest they feel they may have? Seeing none. Very good. We'll continue on. Approval of the previous meeting minutes. Just a note, we did receive a note from Dakota Rural Action that wanted to ensure that they were listed in the previous minutes that were posted. That correction has been made, and so we wanted to verbally make sure that Dakota Rural Action is aware that those notes are now in the meeting minutes. With that, all the commissioners have had the opportunity, including the public, to look over the minutes. Do we have any questions or issues regarding the minutes from the last meeting? Seeing none, we do need approval on those minutes, so we'll need a motion and a second. Moved by Commissioner Beast, seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of approving the meetings from the last minute, or the minutes from the last meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. Those minutes are approved. Number three on our agenda, additional commissioner salary days. Oftentimes, commissioners will attend different meetings across the state on behalf of the commission. Do we have any commissioners that would like to announce any additional salary days? Commissioner Teal? Commissioner Beast? Commissioner? All right, if we could just get a general idea of where you were.
I attended the Mountain Lion Stakeholder Group and the Deerfield Lake Stakeholder Group, both in Rapid City at the outdoor campus, May 21st and 28th, I believe.
Very good. Commissioner Beast?
I attended the Deerfield Lake discussion.
Okay. Commissioner Locken?
Commissioner White and I were in Fulton a couple days ago and overlooking the lots that they're talking about selling at Lake Fulton.
Okay. Any other additional salary days, Liz? With that, do we have any questions from the commission on those salary days? Seeing none, we do as a commission need to approve those days. We need a motion and a second.
Move to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Whitmire, seconded by Commissioner Cole. All those in favor of approving those days, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, those days are approved. Thank you all. We'll now move into number four on our agenda, budget discussion, and we have our Deputy Secretary Scott Simpson who will be presenting.
Madam Chairman, Madam Chair, sorry, Secretary Robley, members of the Commission. First of all, I just want everyone to recognize that Scott Simpson, Deputy Secretary. I want everybody to recognize if I walk up to the table with my computer, we're probably in trouble. So I am pinch hitting for Chris Peterson, our CFO, this afternoon. But what we'll be doing is looking over some budget numbers, pages 12 through 18 in your book. Most of it, or some of it, is has been taken care of for you already by the legislature. Some of it needs your approval as we move through this. Last fall, we worked with the budget subcommittee to come up with our budget that was put forward by the governor's office, and that's where we sit today. But since then, we have had salary policy impact those budgets, and that is the action that we're going to need you to take today on three budgets that you have control over. But I'm going to walk through some of this just for some background, and then the final three pages of this document, which will be the wildlife info, the wildlife capital development, and the snowmobile trails program, will all need your approval to include that salary policy and move us forward into our FY25 budget year. So starting out on page 12 of your book, if you look at this, the page says Center 06. This is the overall Game, Fish, and Parks budget. This includes both, includes administration, wildlife, and parks. It's our overall budget. If you'll pay attention specifically to columns, the third column from the left, budgeted FY24, and then the last two columns on the right, recommended FY25, and then the increase or decrease in FY25. Basically, what that's saying is the year that we're finishing up, this is our budgeted number. Here's what was recommended and what we're moving forward with in FY25, and what is the increase and the decrease. Overall, for the department, you'll see that we are moving from a budgeted number of $125,909,000, ultimately settling on a recommended budget and finalized budget that we'll be moving forward with here in July 1 of $129,304,000 for an increase of roughly $3.4 million. Much of that is contained within the salary policy that we'll be discussing here shortly. On to the next page, page 13, is the division of administration. This is the division that includes the secretary, legal counsel, myself, the commission, some of those, our central finance office. Nothing to be done here. Again, this is one of those budgets that's controlled by the legislature. But you can see ultimately we are moving in a direction here of reducing that budget by $514,000. Even though there is an increase in the salary policy, the budget reduction is accomplished by actually just moving some people around. We've got some folks that are moving out of the Division of Administration and into their salaries are being coded into a different area just for a little more accuracy in where those dollars are being spent. So nothing to be done on that. Next page is our Parks and Recreation Division, 0620. Again, this is a budget that's controlled by the legislature. So we have moved through that process with the legislature this past session. We will be seeing a increase in the budget from FY24 of roughly $1.3 million. And of that $1.3 million, roughly $785,000 is actually the salary policy that will be impacting Director Van Meteren's budget. So, again, nothing to do with that one. State Parks and Recreation Budget, 06210, that is the capital development budget for the Parks Division. It looks like this budget in FY24 was $15.8 million. That will be reduced to about $3.1 million to $12,714,000 in FY25. This is just our project budget, so it doesn't contain any salaries. There wasn't any adjustments made for salary policy in this budget, but that is the number that Jeff and his folks will be taking forward this summer to do those projects. And again, this one is just a little bit different. We'd get 2 years' worth of authority on this, so some of these projects you can't get accomplished in 1 year. They're big enough. By the time you design the project, let the project complete the project, we're into year two on those. So, and that's an ongoing thing from year to year. But again, an informational budget. Now on to the things that we actually need your approval on. 0610 is the wildlife informational budget. Director Kirschman and his crew. You'll see that there is a increase in this budget from FY24 of about $1.8 million. And scroll down here. The increase of $1.8 million, it looks like $1.6 million of that is in salary policy. That's the after salary policy is initiated. It's actually 1.578 or 1,578,000. So, again, the other numbers that are contained within here, these were the numbers that we discussed last year with the budget subcommittee. Nothing has changed. The only thing that we're looking at here is the salary approval. So I think we can take these all in one fell swoop here at the end. So I'll finish up the last two quickly. Wildlife capital development budget, again, a budget that is project-based that doesn't have salaries in it. That project number will be going up by about almost $3.8 million. But again, none of that is salary. But we do need commission approval to approve Director Kirschman's capital development budget at $11.1 million. And then finally, we have the snowmobile trails program, smallest of the budgets that we have, and that budget will be increasing by $26,147, and that is exactly what the salary policy is for that particular budget. No other increases or decreases within that budget, just the salary. So, Madam Chair, the direction that we will be needing from the commission is to approve pages 16 through 18 in the commission book. Those would be budgets 0610, 0612, and 0622. And we can move forward from there.
Very good. Thank you, Deputy Secretary. Any questions on the budgets that we have before us? Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kevin Roebling here, Secretary. Scott, can you just explain the decrease of six FTE, where those six FTE went? They were the engineering section. I know you touched on it briefly, but we are not growing FTE. We're just shifting those FTE around. So four did go to parks, two went to wildlife. Just want to explain how that is on these budget sheets, because there is a net gain of FTE on both parks and wildlife budgets.
Madam Chair, and thank you for reminding me, Secretary, what those exact numbers were. I know you don't forget them. The way that we have structured the engineering crew is that they were assigned to administration, and then the divisions, both parks and wildlife, would pay for their services. But it was on an equal split. Well, that may not be every year that it's an equal split. There may be years when parks uses the engineers more than wildlife uses the engineers. And when we looked back on that and said what's kind of this historical track record of what we've got for use in the engineering department, that's where it split out. It was about a third, two-thirds. And so that made sense to us to, rather than just ad hoc bill the divisions, let's split these FTE up a bit, put two of them within the wildlife division, two of them within the wildlife division, four within the parks division. We aren't actually moving the FTE. We aren't moving the management anyplace. It all stays in the same place. We're just coding that salary different so it more accurately reflects where those expenses happen within our department as we move through those projects. No net gain, no gain of FTE. This is purely just trying to get our books to reflect what actually happens on the ground.
Very good. Thank you. Any additional questions or comments from the budget before us? Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner White, maybe it would be the increase in capital outlay, and maybe just enlighten, because that's about the only big increase on the wildlife
and wildlife side.
I think you said
I may have to phone a friend with Tom and have him bring some.
I think I remember what it was, but maybe you can just give us an idea on what that increase is for.
Tom Kirschman, the director of the Wildlife Division, and Commissioner White, I think in particular looking at that approximately $3.8 million increase in capital development, primarily there it's looking at one-time projects, and the two in particular, and the main one included in this would be the Outdoor Campus East Expansion Project, which we will be using primarily from donations raised from the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, the work that they have been doing, and then we'll use those dollars to match our Pittman-Robertson dollars or those federal aid dollars, PR, to complete that project at the outdoor campus east in Sioux Falls. And so basically that right there is that project.
Thank you. I saw an increase there. I thought maybe it'd be good for you to give some explanation on this. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Director Krishman. Any additional questions from the commission? Seeing none, we can make one vote for all three of these items before us. Again, it's 0610. This is the wildlife information. We'll also be voting on 0612, wildlife development and improvement. And then our final one, 0622. That's the snowmobile trails. With that, we do need a motion to move forward and a second. Moved by Commissioner Cole, seconded by Commissioner Bartling. All those in favor of adopting the budgets in front of us, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, they are adopted. Thank you, Deputy Secretary Simpson. We are going to continue.